latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle headlines. And manager Rafael Benitez has no new injury concerns ahead of Newcastle United's trip to Chelsea on Saturday. Captain Jamal Lascelles, winger Christian Atsu and left-back Paul Dummett are again unlikely to be available for the Toon because of their respective injuries, meaning Kieran Clarke could wear the armband again. Jonjo Shelvey was benched for the 2-2 draw against West Brom last time out, and he could be reinstalled into the starting lineup after making an impact as a substitute. Serbia international Alexander Mitrovic has rarely featured this season, but he's also hoping to be given the nod ahead of Hosolu and Dwight Gale after looking lively against the Baggies when coming on late into the game. Meanwhile, Benitez has been speaking ahead of Newcastle's trip to Stamford Bridge. The Geordies have a terrible record at Stamford Bridge in recent years, and Rafa, although saying he would like to change this, says Chelsea are a top side. He said it is quite difficult to go there and beat them, but we went to Old Trafford and we had a lot of confidence and we can try to do the same. Watching the games that Chelsea have already played, they have very good players, they have a good manager, so they have a lot of things that mean they will be there at the top of the table, but hopefully we can do something and we can get some points. And finally, Newcastle are believed to have balked at Manchester United's £20 million asking price for Luke Shaw. The defender has struggled for both form and fitness since joining the Red Devils in 2014, and Jose Mourinho's criticism of his attitude has sparked rumours of a move away. Shaw's only appearances this season have come in the form of two substitute outings in the Carabao Cup. Strengthening at left-back, though, is thought to be one of Benitez's priorities for the January transfer window, and a switch to Newcastle could suit Shaw as he looks to reignite his career. However, despite United being willing to take a £7 million hit on the original fee they paid for the 22-year-old, their asking price of £20 million is still thought to be too steep for the Magpies.